Morning, guys. Very good. Very
big
happy.
Smile.
Huge smile.
No, very good weekend.
Fantastic result, wasn't it? You've always liked Turnbull.
Spot on.
Actually,
his vision for the country.
Dave's
just
got a question
me.
For you.
We just wanted to make sure that he was still captain and there hadn't been some sort of, you know, overnight coup or anything like that.
No, well, look, Tex has my full support.
Oh, no, he's in deep trouble now, the Texan.
Now, yeah. Look, before you guys get stuck into it, I just want to tell you that in a moment we're going to give away two tickets to the Crows versus Hawthorn semi-final this Friday at the MCG. These tickets are worth $120 for
the prices,
double-
really.
Yeah, and what we're going to get Paddy involved, so you get a chance to talk to him. All you've got to do right now is give us a call on 8223 0055. We'll play you a song and we want you to tell us which current AFL team it relates to. 8223 0055. In about 2 minutes' time, we'll be playing that game.
808.
So, Pat, last Saturday night, just an absolutely brilliant effort against the Bulldogs. We were saying yesterday morning, your reaction on the boundary line when the siren went, Tex's reaction when he high-fived that fan, you guys look like you really, really mean business at the moment.
Well, we were pretty excited to win. Might surprise you. Look, you work really hard throughout the entire season to make the finals, but it's one thing to make it. It's another thing to win in September. We've been on the receiving end, obviously, of winning and losing at different stages throughout our careers. But certainly we'd really built it up internally. We were ready for the game. We didn't play our best footy. But I think that's a sign of a good side that even though you might not be playing your absolute best footy, you're still able to get the job done. So we were able to do that, and certainly there were some very happy players after the game.
What was it like in the rooms afterwards?
I haven't heard the song sung with such gusto for a while. It was pandemonium because there were that many people in the rooms afterwards, but there was a great feeling around the place. We really enjoyed the win, but we weren't able to enjoy it for too long because all of a sudden, the focus shifts and Friday's coming around very quickly.
Hey, Paddy, for what was such an intense game, you got through with virtually no injuries. Is that good management or just good luck?
Oh, I think it's a mixture of both. It's always good luck. Sometimes teams have those impact injuries, which really are just luck. But I think we have a really good strength and conditioning staff that have put us in a really good position at this time of the season. Yeah. When we've been training for 6-8 months, so, and playing obviously. So it is a long time, but we're in really good shape, which is positive.
Pat, describe what it was like out there watching in the dying minutes. That kick by Tex to Charlie Cameron, where everybody, including all the commentators, assumed that JJ in the square was going to be the target. Have you ever seen a better non-scoring kick in a final than that one by Tex?
Certainly not while playing, that's for sure. It's hard. I've never been asked that question before. I don't think so. Look, to be honest, it didn't surprise me at all. He's a beautiful kick of the footy, both field kicking and at goals. But that's what we expect of him. You know, he's one of the elite players in the competition. We expect those sort of decisions to be made, and he was able to make it, execute it, and it won us the game in the end.
And the way the structure worked, it almost looked like the Dogs had watched the tapes of the Crows from the last 5 weeks and thought, Jenkins, we've got to stop Jenkins. So there was so much, there seemed to be so much extra effort putting into shutting down JJ on the night, who in the end didn't score. But with the forward line, the way it works now, if a Jenkins gets squashed by, two defenders, then a Cameron will pop up or Eddie will kick a bag. There's Lynch. Like, it seems to be working beautifully.
Yeah, and that's what's really important for us. Obviously, JJ's been a real focal point for us all season. He's played some unbelievable games where he's almost single-handedly carried us across the line. But as you said, the important thing for us is if someone isn't having perhaps their best day, then others stand up. It's a real even spread. We don't just rely on a couple to win us games. So I'm really confident if we can give them slightly better service than we did in the weekend, because certainly the Western Bulldogs had quite a few inside 50s, and we don't really want to allow opposition teams to have that many inside 50s. I'm confident if we can give our forwards good service, then they'll kick goals.
So did you watch the the Hawthorn-West Coast match, and what was your assessment of Hawthorn, who are probably a pretty dangerous proposition bouncing back from a loss like the one they had?
Yeah, no doubt. They've been the September specialists over the last 3-4 years, so we certainly respect them and their abilities. So we're going to have to be at our absolute best, and we saw on the weekend with West Coast, they were at their absolute best, and they were able to really take it up to Hawthorn and win the game. So that's the focus for us. We prepare as well as we possibly can, and anything is possible in a final.
Now, I'm going to ask you, Paddy, if you're prepared to play a game with me. It's not football, but our game to give away a couple of tickets to Friday night's semi-final. Are you up to help
I'm
me
game, Jan.
To help I'm me run this? It's a really important thing to do. What we're going to be doing right now, we have got two tickets to the Crows versus Hawthorn semi-final this Friday at the MCG. You get to see Paddy out there. You might even get to talk to him if you can get this right. What we're going to do, we're going to play some music, and this music will relate to a current AFL team, and you've just got to tell us which team it relates to, and then you could be going away with those two tickets for the game on Friday night worth $120. Ooh. All you've got to do is get yourself there. It shouldn't be that hard. And Adam from Warradale is on the line. Hello, Adam. Are you ready to play, mate?
Hello, Jane. Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Adam. You sound very calm and confident, Adam.
Oh yeah,
okay.
No, that's incredibly inspiring, Adam.
Okay, how about a bit of excitement, Adam?
This spill's thrown in. That's what's happened.
I haven't won yet.
No.
Okay,
no.
So Adam, we're going to play the music, and then you've got to tell Paddy which AFL team that relates to. Mark is going to roll the music.
Love them like children. Love them like love.
What do you reckon, Adam?
Blues.
It's touch and go for a while there.
Go for Carlton.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. Congratulations, Adam. You've won a double pass to see the Crows take on Hawthorn this Friday night at
the
MCG. Well done, mate.
Thank you very much.
Now he's off.
That's what's known in the trade as a real nail biter.
I just wanted him to give us a bit more.
That's what his wife says all the time. Talk about Mr. Excitement. And look, we'll have another double pass to give up for grabs in the next hour, and you could be going off to the semi-final on Friday night.
Now, Adam's obviously going to be part of the crowd, Pat.
I think he's an Abbott supporter. He's flat. He's shattered. He's shattered this morning.
He's no fan of Malcolm Turnbull's. But what was the role of the crowd last Saturday? It sounded loud.
It certainly was. I think there were 65,000 people there, around about that. And certainly when the Western Bulldogs had a bit of a run on, it certainly got really loud. But we certainly had our fair share of support there. And we're lucky enough that we play in front of 50,000 people, you know, every second week. So you take it for granted a bit. But certainly at the MCG, the home of footy, and the home of finals, really, it was a pretty special night.
So it's going to be pretty well. I don't know, probably won't be a sellout, but it's going to be pretty close to chockers on Friday night.
Well, I was looking last night. I think there was 24,000 tickets available that weren't MCG members. I think it was.
So obviously imperative for as many Crows fans as possible, be they here and can get over, or expat Adelaideans living in.
Well, if they're living in Melbourne, Pembo, they just drive straight there. Otherwise, if you're here,
you
drive as one, as you were saying before we went to air. So
it's quite straightforward, David.
We drive as one.
We're not trying to split an atom.
If you live in Melbourne, don't go via Bordertown. Now, who do you normally stand when you play Hawthorn?
It depends who runs through their midfield. They run quite a few different players through there. It's not just four or five players that spend the majority of time in their sort of center square setup. They have 11 or 12 players that run through there throughout the length of a game. So that's what's made
them speed dating.
Yeah, well, that's what's made them such a good side through their premiership years. So we have to be wary of that. I think if you look at the game last weekend, their best players were their seasoned veterans. So we've got to make sure that we're on top of them.
Well, if you run into Hodgie, just keep away from the point posts, and if he offers you a lift home, take a cab.
I'm not answering. I'm not getting into that.
Hey, Patrick, if I may, just and please, and I know this probably won't make David happy because we've vowed not to put pressure on you, but with Adelaide's success, is this making it more difficult for you in terms of your decision?
It's not something I really thought about, to be honest. My focus and the team's focus has been about playing and winning finals. So it hasn't, my view hasn't, I suppose, I haven't looked any further than the upcoming opponent, and this week has been the same as last week, as the week before that. So that's what's been important for me to play my role and perform.
There's only three games to go, mate. Hopefully you win all of them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Patrick Dangerfield from the mighty Adelaide Crows, all the very best of luck for Friday night.
Good luck for Friday night.
Should be an absolute cracker.
You enjoyed that competition, by the way?
Oh, I certainly did. Adam, I tell you what,
he's incredible.
Yeah, he was so lively.
He's an excitable man.
he's just rung back. He said, if you're not in front at halftime, he'll give you a pep talk.